With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
And meanwhile, a cable news host spoke at an Antifa rally. We'll let you guess the network, and then we'll tell you in the next hour. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Attacks on Metra bus drivers are increasing, their union says, and they want better protection. Now, there's no service this morning on Metro's X2 bus line because drivers won't work it without a police escort. The X2 is the line where a passenger tossed a cup of urine onto a driver the other day. Union Chief Jackie Jeter.
The operators, all they're asking is for transit police officers or that supervisor to get on the bus and ride with them. What did Metro do? Instead of riding with them, they took them out of service. They're going to discipline them for saying, you are not keeping me safe.
Three bus drivers have reportedly been disciplined today for refusing to work the X2. In Houston, people are eager to return to their homes, but many are being disappointed.
Warnings also going out to residents to be very careful about the contamination in these floodwaters, sewage, and we've seen the oil slicks and the gasoline up. All of this very difficult to contend with and something residents need to be aware of.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera, searchers are also beginning to find bodies as the floodwaters recede. With 30,000 Hurricane Harvey victims now living in Red Cross shelters, the nonprofit's volunteers won't be leaving Texas anytime soon.
We help out and do what we need to do for as long as it takes to help these folks.
Red Cross spokesperson Regina Booth Bratton says if you want to help, the best thing to do is donate money.
A lot of folks have called and they've wanted to, you know, get a truck together to send down there, but the roads are just impassable. So it's just not a good way to do that.
She says monetary donations are used to buy supplies in places near the affected areas. To find out how to donate money to the Red Cross, visit our website, WMAL.com. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two VDOT supervisors from Northern Virginia have been indicted in an alleged bribery scheme involving snow removal contracts. Federal prosecutors say those two, Anthony Willie of Culpeper and Kenneth Adams of Fairfax, took bribes from four contractors for helping steer snow removal contracts their way. Prince George's County prosecutors plan to seek the maximum penalty for the man accused of fatally stabbing another man at the University of Maryland campus in May. State's Attorney Angela Also Brooks says she'll pursue life without parole for 23-year-old Sean Urbanski in the death of 23-year-old Richard Collins III. The National Zoo's Panda House is closing today because officials think Mei Xiong may be pregnant.
The National Zoo says it's closing the indoor section of the Panda House effective today because of the possible pregnancy. The zoo's Nicole McCorkle says Mei Xiong's hormone levels have changed.
She could be pregnant, or we could be experiencing a false or pseudo-pregnancy, but really her behavior does the same thing regardless. And so we always err on the side of caution because obviously our ultimate goal is to have a healthy panda cub or cubs.
You can still see the male pandas in the outdoor yard, and she recommends coming early in the day to get your best chance to see them. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,948, the NASDAQ at 64,29. Sports, a bad night for Gio Gonzalez as he gives up 5 runs in 6 innings and the Nats lose to Milwaukee. The Blue Jays put an end to the Orioles' winning streak. NFL preseason, the Redskins win, the Ravens win. WNBA, the Mystics host Seattle tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Hanks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
I feel sorry for the people who have to work in those big box and department stores where they sell everything from appliances to computers to fertilizer. How How are they supposed to know everything about everything they sell? They can't. That's where Brand Scarf comes in. We only sell appliances, so we know everything there is to know about them. Our staff undergoes extensive manufacturer training to help you choose from the area's best selection of top names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, all for some amazingly low prices. So get real answers at Brand Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get your dream kitchen started at Brand Scarf's big Labor Day sale with exclusive GE Profile and KitchenAid double package rebates. Plus, get free basic installation and free bonus appliances on select Monogram and Janair purchases. Brand Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any other locations or visit BrandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game piece and rules, go to SipPON.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, wide open and no delays. In fact, a little bit better for the most part this morning. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, the volume only University Boulevard toward Georgia Avenue. And we'll take that any day with travel lanes open. Out of Brandywine, northbound 301 at the split for 5. It was a crash earlier. It's been gone for a while and the delays have actually cleared. Still with the stop and go though, DC 295 south as you head past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Up ahead, the exit ramp to the 11th Street Bridge is where we had the earlier crash, which had been cleared. Virginia Beltway 66 around towards 7. That was slow due to the work zone that was on the exit ramp to Route 7. No problems to report on 270. That's in great shape. And Mid-County Highway at Shady Grove Road for the crash under police direction at last check. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a wet start to the Labor Day weekend, dry from Sunday into Labor Day. In the meantime, some clouds today with a high of 70. Rain arrives tonight with a low of 60 and more rain Saturday with a high of 68. And partly cloudy for Sunday at Labor Day with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Chantilly, 61 in Kensington, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Flying this holiday weekend, Hurricane Harvey promises to wreak havoc. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a busy morning for us today. You know, we got a Brett Baer stopping by here at 8:35 this morning. Busy day in politics. And before we get to our next guest, I want to point out, I think the president's in the process of tweeting. Oh, there it is. Wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over. And so much more. A rigged system, he says. Wow, look at these live tweets on the air. Mary Walter, take it away.
All right, Katie Pavlich is with us. Katie's editor at Town Hall. Katie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
So you've got the story of the day here, all right? The story of the day being that we are now finding out, based on some of the interviews that were conducted in regards to James Comey's interview of Hillary Clinton, that some of these people have seemed to have put out there that this a memo was drafted regarding whether he was going to let her off the hook or not. It was drafted before 17 key witnesses were interviewed, including Hillary Clinton herself, and this is according to Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, I don't think, is a huge fan of the president. So I find this interesting that this is coming out. Could you give us lay this out for us here?
Yeah, so this news comes after Chuck Grassley, who's the committee chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has been investigating the circumstances around how James Comey came to this conclusion that Hillary Clinton shouldn't be referred for prosecution to the Justice Department, and why he decided to be so public about his findings, right? There was obviously the controversy around how public he was with the announcement that he wasn't going to refer her for charges. And yesterday, he sent a letter along with Lindsey Graham, who was on that committee, to the current FBI director, who's only been there for, what, a month or so, with transcripts of James Comey's former chief of staff, essentially laying out that there was a memo drafted in early spring of 2016 that was going to exonerate Hillary Clinton before Hillary Clinton had been interviewed by the FBI for the criminal investigation in terms of mishandling of classified information, in addition to Cheryl Mills, we're all familiar with her, Hillary Clinton's longtime attorney and chief of staff, who was given immunity by the FBI. And then there was Brian Pagliano, who they still hadn't interviewed, who pled the fifth, of course, and was the guy who set up the private server in the first place. So this raises all kinds of questions, not only about the FBI investigation and how thorough it was, but about James Comey's own testimony under oath in front of Congress, because he made it seem like this was a decision that was made at the end of an investigation after thorough thought and interviewing of all the people involved. And if you look at what the what Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are now asking for, they're drilling down on this, and they want to see the memo that was drafted in, they say, April or May of 2016. So this isn't going away.
Given James Comey's typical behavior, which is to constantly be managing his own PR and to like constantly release statements, I feel like we have to be minutes away from him weighing in on this. But this also This also opens up suggestions about how honorable and how upstanding he is. And it seems like since that he made that statement about Hillary Clinton, all we've been subjected to now are questions about his credibility, despite the fact that the press keeps saying that he's such an honorable, upstanding man. The idea that he's preparing memos exonerating Hillary Clinton prior to even doing these interviews is yet another piece of evidence, Katie Pavlich, that James Comey needs to be held with a degree of skepticism.
Well, and I think last year, I would say that he was making enemies on both sides of the political aisle, and it sort of seemed like he was doing his job because of that. But now with this new letter, and Chuck Grassley is not someone who exaggerates, by the way. I mean, he is someone who is very thorough. He doesn't typically grandstand during hearings like a lot of senators and congressmen tend to do. When he sends a letter like this, it's because it's serious, and they've gone through, and his team and his legal team has gone through all of the facts of what they're asking for. And so, there are major, major questions about the way James Comey handled the FBI investigation. One of the interesting things in this letter that the senators specifically point out is that they're not sure if even the FBI agents who were working on this underneath Comey were aware that he had made this decision in April or May of 2016 to end the investigation, essentially, and exonerate Hillary Clinton and write this memo while they were continuing to do their work like they're supposed to. They're not sure if those agents know about that. But according to the letter, Comey sent this memo around to leadership in the FBI. So apparently this letter or this memo exists, and that's exactly what they're looking for.
What I find interesting is the timeline. In May, this memo allegedly was drafted, right? In May. In June...
Well, they say, if you look at the letter, they say Comey's chief of staff says that May probably was late. He says it was probably earlier than that. Can't remember an exact date, but he said May was probably a little bit late. He thinks it was more like April or earlier.
In June is the tarmac meeting. July is the announcement. My question here is a big why. Why would James Comey put himself in this position knowing full well that the whole thing could explode and it's going to be in his lap?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win and therefore he didn't want to prefer her for prosecution because he wanted to keep his job. I don't know why this would be the way that he handled things. And he's going to be the one who's going to have to explain that. And I think that what else we're going to see moving forward is Senator Grassley is going to want to hear him testify again about this situation, about the memo, and about the discrepancies between what this letter says and what these transcripts say, and what his testimony was under oath about this entire process.
Well, he's in... I'm struck by this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm struck by this because he seems to be a very, he's tactical. Like everything from leaking his own memos to a professor in order to ferret them to the press. He kind of even was self-effacing when he admitted that he kind of succumbed to the political pressure by Loretta Lynch of referring to Hillary's investigation as a matter rather than an investigation. He's kind of tried to walk this line delicately, but it makes it very clear he's a man who's very adept at politics, and I'm going to be curious if there's any way that he could possibly spin out of this one.
Well, and I based on what these transcripts say, and these transcripts, by the way, are from the Office of Special Counsel. They're not from the interviews that they did of their own investigation, and the Senate Judiciary Committee has gotten their hands on them, so they're coming from that counsel. He's the Wall Street Journal wrote that op-ed about, you know, the President Trump needing to fire James Comey because of his political leanings, because of his politics. He's now writing this, you know, book that he's gotten a big advance for. So we'll see what turns up, but there are certainly a lot more questions now than there are answers, and this goes to, you know, the heart of, I think, how a lot of the country is feeling, in the sense they feel like a lot of their institutions have let them down, the government is corrupt, and even the FBI is not unscathed when it comes to the political atmosphere and people doing things to promote their own political perspective or whatever for selfish reasons.
Well, I desperately hope we get some answers. Katie Pavlich, thank you very much for trying to provide a couple for us this morning.
Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Nice to chat with you. Thank you. 8:15 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, it's been quite the pleasant morning for most of our commuters around the region. Maryland, light volume 50, heading from Annapolis Bowie up through to the Beltway. No delay to the Wilson Bridge. It's right before a long holiday weekend, so we're enjoying a little relief. Plus, not everyone back in school yet. So next week, when Maryland schools get back in place, we're going to be back in solid rush hour, too. So get ready for that, but enjoying this morning. 270, heaviest stretch really, Urbana and Hyattstown. Top side of the Beltway with volume I did have just about gone for you through Silver Spring, so love that. George Washington Parkway, the delays coming off the Beltway to 123, gone. Broken down has been towed away. Now, we do have some delays, Virginia Beltway Interloop from 66 to Route 7. We had the road work on the exit to Route 7 and then had a fender bender right in that backup, so be careful. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, mostly cloudy today and cooler, a high near 70 degrees. Tonight, showers this evening, becoming a steady rain overnight with a low around 60. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness and occasional rain showers, high of 68 degrees with some thunder possible. And then Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 80s, lows in the low 60s. Labor Day for you? A few clouds, highs in the mid 80s, lows in the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Annapolis or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right. Over the weekend, there was the No Hate in the Bay rally in Berkeley, California. And there was a lot of hate, actually. Somehow, ended up being a violent affair. The rally was organized in opposition to the Patriot Prayer event led by founder Joey Gibson, who is, by the way, vehemently denounced neo-Nazis and white supremacists. He said out loud, he's said many times, I'm not one of those guys at all. And so anyway, that didn't matter to the Antifa protesters who showed up and ended up bringing about violence. They threatened and they ended up attacking both conservatives who were attending as well as journalists. And then you get this. A CNN host, W. Kamau Bell, he's the host of a program called United Shades of America on CNN, and he spoke at the rally. You know, the violent rally, the one that ended up, you know, basically punching and going after these conservatives and journalists. He was a speaker there. We have some audio of Kamau Bell speaking at the rally. Here he is.
Victory! 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 This is what the Bay Area is. But the thing we have to remember is the Bay Area does not always stand for all of us equally. So when the Nazis leave, as they have left, bye Nazis, bye! You to stand up for the black people, for the brown people, for the LGBT people, for the immigrants, for everybody, every day!
All right, so he's there indulging the people who ended up being violent. And so, I mean, this is just wild. Now, CNN, you'd think, would have to account for something like this, that the network would have to speak out for. You know, like, you know, you'd have to, like, address this. You had one of your employees speaking at a rally that became violent. I mean, this is, like, you know, kind of common sense stuff. A news network should address this. Apparently, they haven't. CNN, apparently Fox reached out to CNN and asked them, hey, what's the deal? And CNN opted not to respond and decided, we're just not going to answer for this.
You're adorable for thinking that CNN would be called on the carpet or somebody would actually ask them anything about this and they would actually respond, because they're not going to. We know that. The rules are different. They have written the rules differently and they succeed in writing the rules differently. I'll tell you, we've gotten to a point where the right had better learn how to play the game, because the left is making the rules and they're playing the game and they've sped it up. And we're heading to a very scary place.
Yeah, and ultimately, you know, this is a story, I think, that's symptomatic of the way the press at large has sort of indulged Antifa and the violent left-wing activism. Up until you're starting to see some breaks. I think after this, you see Nancy Pelosi now beginning to, like, condemn Antifa. But, it took a long time. Antifa has been around committing violence for months now. And you're only starting to see the beginnings of some Democrats defecting on it. But in no way is it similar to the way that there were demands for the president of the United States and others to constantly be, and by the way, over and over and over, denouncing KKK people and insane white supremacists and neo-Nazis. Like, these fringe people who pop up and get all this media attention, who are then lumped in with the president of the United States, and now he has to denounce them. We never see the sort of the inverse of that. The only people who even talk about the need for Democrats to address this are, like, me and you, Mary, as well as, and, like, people like Lisa Booth, who said it on Fox. That was, like, the most outspoken person on this. And then all of a sudden it caught a little bit of attention, and we have a Nancy Pelosi denunciation. But beyond that, like, this is just this movement's been basically indulged by both the press and the Democratic Party.
Oh, absolutely. And he has posted some tweets saying that, I was given the chance to speak. I wasn't expecting it. Before I knew it, I was holding the mic. But as a comedian, you'd think I'm ready to do that. I'm not that kind of comedian. But I seized the mic, said I was against white supremacy, and the mic began to cut out, so they handed me a bullhorn. I never used one before. I kept going, and then I was handed the mic again. At this point, I should probably just wrap it up, is what he
says. What a weird thing to say. I've never used a bullhorn before. By the way, all of his tweeting about why and how he got up there for that speech did not include any denunciation of the violence from that day.
Of course not.
8:22 now on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. and you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go up to 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know the Chevy Bolt EV is full of technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like one-pedal driving that allows you to slow the car simply by removing your foot from the accelerator. If you haven't already, check out Chevy today. The all-electric 2017 Chevy Bolt EV. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
I think it's one of the benefits of federal service is to have the pension, to have the TSP with the match, and to be able to use those assets collectively to reach retirement goals, and it really puts federal employees ahead of most.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief on the Virginia Beltway. You have a little bit of volume as you head out of Annandale toward 50, crash to the shoulder, then just north of 66. They were trying to clear one too, so a little bit of congestion there. On 95, not a worry. Stafford through to the Beltway, wide open. And in fact, the HOV reversible lanes will do so an hour earlier this morning, starting at 10 to get some of that getaway traffic in the southbound direction. 395, no delays. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. On DC 295, we do have some stop and go past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Lanes open, heading toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge, and light volume on the southeast southwest freeway each direction. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
After a wet start to the Labor Day weekend, dry from Sunday into Labor Day. In the meantime, some clouds today with a high of 70. Rain arrives tonight with a low of 60, and more rain Saturday with a high of 68. And partly cloudy for Sunday at Labor Day with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
President Trump moving forward to keep another campaign promise, that border wall. Now, it's been very quiet. Remember, they had requested bids. They had actually requested some prototypes, some small prototypes. Well, four companies have been selected by the government to build, start building that wall. They're going to build concrete prototypes of the wall. They asked for conceptual wall designs using reinforced concrete and alternative material to construct multiple wall prototypes in the San Diego, California area. The companies that were chosen are the Cadell Construction Company of Montgomery, Alabama, Fisher Sand and Gravel of Tempe, Arizona, Texas Sterling Construction Company of Houston, and W.G. Yates & Sons of Philadelphia, Mississippi. I thought, oh, Philadelphia, that's nice. It's far away from the border. Philadelphia, Mississippi. They have been awarded the contracts. According to Customs and Border Protection Acting Deputy Commissioner Ronald Vitiello, said during a press conference announcing this yesterday, through the construction of prototypes, we are partnering with the industry to identify the best way to build new and replacement infrastructure along our border before we make a further investment. Think about it. This is not how the government usually runs. The government usually says wall, and they take a contract, they take a bid, they go with the bidder, probably whoever's donated the most money, and they have that guy build the wall. What we're doing here is we say, okay, you four companies, you guys are going to come to San Diego, you're going to build prototypes, and we're going to see how they hold up, and we're going to go from there. It's actually pretty smart.
All right.
A great way. You can tell Donald Trump has built buildings before.
Well, let's see if they can get that wall construction done. I can't wait to see the prototypes. It'll be very exciting. Huge. 828 on WMAL.
Achoo!
It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Well, we're dealing with the fallout in Houston and Texas all over the place. And meanwhile, Congress gets back next week. What's on the legislative agenda? Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel joins us in mere moments. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. No service this morning on Metro's X2 bus line because of a unique organized protest following an attack by a woman who threw a cup of urine onto a driver. The union representing drivers says they won't work the X2 without a police escort. Union Chief Jackie Jeter spoke to reporters a short time ago.
Someone in authority should be here with us right now talking about what they're going to do. This incident happened on Saturday. We have not received any information about what WMATA is going to do to take care of the safety of the operators.
The woman accused in the urine attack has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor simple assault. The mission in Houston continues to evolve as officials are now conducting secondary searches as the floodwaters recede.
Now that the critical emergency phase is behind first responders here, Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena said they're undertaking a more thorough search of homes that were flooded.
Initially, when there was flooding, we went and did a hasty type of search, you know, but now that the waters have receded a little bit, we go in and knock on every single home in the areas that are affected.
Yesterday, they completed the first of six zones that are being looked at. They won't be putting any marks or notices on homes they've already searched, though.
We're going to use a GPS-based system where we track it.
Leaving a notice on the outside of a building might invite someone to break in if they believe it's empty. Steve Kastenbaum in Houston.
A federal grand jury has indicted two VDOT supervisors from Northern Virginia on charges they took bribes to steer snow removal contracts to four contractors. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,948, the NASDAQ at 6429. Sports sponsored by Chevy. The Redskins wind up the preseason with a win in Tampa Bay. The Ravens beat New Orleans. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's lose. WNBA, the Mystics take on Seattle tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Looking for adventure this Labor Day? Look no further than the Chevy Labor Day sales event. Head to your local dealer and ride out the summer in a new Chevrolet. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer by September 11th.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' seven showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
no
can...
No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of the area catching a break with the morning rush hour. Lighter than normal as we get ready for a long weekend. Now, around the Virginia Belt, we do have some of that stop and go leaving Annandale heading toward Tysons. We had a minor crash near 50, Arlington Boulevard over to the shoulder. And then between 66 and Route 7, we also had an incident. But on 66, great Greenway Toll Road. No problems, no delays. 270, pretty much wide open. Frederick down through to the Beltway. DC, 295 coming southbound. We do have a lot of that congestion still with us between Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Beyond that, though, good to the inbound 11th Street Bridge where the crash is now completely gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be a lot of clouds heading through the start of September with a high near 70. Rain moves in tonight with a low of 60 and expect showers tomorrow with a high of 68. Then partly cloudy for Sunday and Labor Day with high temperatures topping out in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Stafford, 60 in Hyattsville, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 837 here on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. You know, we're tracking a lot of news coming out of the White House this week, including the fact that this deferred action program, they may be scrapping, which is President Obama's DACA, which gives amnesty to young illegals. That's something that Fox News reported yesterday could be coming as early as today. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about it yesterday. And when she started answering questions about it, she said something to the effect of, well, no final decision has yet been made. So that's not a discrepancy that appears entirely consistent. So I think what I'd like to do is ask somebody who works at the Fox News Channel about that, about what the status of DACA is and what it's going to be going forward. And that's Brett Baer, the host of Special Report on Fox News. And Brett joins us now. Brett, thank you, as always, for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. So tell me about DACA, Fox's reporting, and what we heard from the White House yesterday.
Yeah. John Roberts had some sources confirmed to him that the president had made a decision that he was going to end the DACA program with the caveat that the people here in country could stay until the end of their work visas. That is what his sources are telling him. The White House would not confirm that, saying the official decision had not been made, but also indicating that it could come as soon as today. I think that there is a bigger picture here, perhaps, that this move, whatever it is, and whenever the president makes it, may be part of a bigger play on immigration and specifically his border wall funding, and maybe part of a bigger negotiation. But that's the indication that we're getting now, is that it's going to come to an end.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the most hawkish of immigration supporters here, and people like Mark Krikorian at the Center for Immigration Services has been openly talking for a while now about using DACA as a piece of leverage, if basically forcing Democrats to be aware that, hey, there's a countdown timer now. If the president gets rid of this thing, there's a countdown timer on all of the dreamers being able to stay in the country, and the only way you're going to get that to happen is if you pass legislation that could force Democrats and Republicans to come together on a piece of immigration legislation, no?
Exactly, and you know, as strange as it may seem, I think that President Trump is perhaps the best positioned to be able to get some comprehensive peace negotiation through. You know, President Bush obviously tried. President Obama didn't use his capital in that way, but President Trump could, and I'm sure part of that would be a border wall because he promised it and it's going to happen, according to him.
And we know, we were just talking about this, we know that four companies have been awarded contracts to go to San Diego and build prototypes of a wall. And then they're going to go from there and decide, you know, which one they like and how they hold up and you're going to test them and everything like that. So they are moving forward with the wall. It's getting zero coverage, but they are moving forward with the wall.
No, they are, yeah. And we have a piece including that and some of those prototype companies today. But, you know, I think that the political winds may have changed, pardon the pun, with Harvey, and they will obviously have to deal with all of the funding and also shoring up the National Flood Insurance Program, which is $25 billion in the hole. But I do think that there may be some negotiations here as the different plates kind of move around on Capitol Hill as they get back on Tuesday.
That's right. So Congress returning Tuesday. Do you have any sense? I mean, obviously the president has tried to push for signature legislation all year without success. Some of those things have come close. Do you have any sense that there is a single piece of legislation that has a chance of bipartisanship before 2018 is up?
I think that you're going to see the White House and the president out and about on tax reform, especially in the 10 states where Democrats are up for re-election, states that Trump won. Some of them, 80% of the counties or more in those states where a Democrat is up for re-election in the Senate. I think, like you saw him in Missouri pressing Claire McCaskill, there will be others. And I think tax reform, they feel, is their best shot at getting some negotiated bipartisan effort. It's a long way from here to there, but that is the best. But before that will obviously be a bipartisan effort for hurricane relief funds, and we don't know yet whether they're going to tie the debt ceiling raise with that funding or the budget with that funding. A lot of questions yet to be answered on Tuesday.
Yeah, they could end up solving a lot of problems at once if they can get their act together. I know that you've been tracking also the legal case of Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey. He's facing a corruption trial this week, the government presenting its evidence, and it looks almost insurmountable for the New Jersey Democrat. It almost looks like a very clear-cut case, in my view, and I want to see if you agree, that that Bob Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen had a quid pro quo at the expense of the American taxpayer.
Yeah. I would say that the evidence that they put forward, which is kind of unique to see the evidence laid out that way in a letter that goes public, was compelling. But in the background of all of this is the Supreme Court decision on Virginia Governor McDonnell. And that is that, you know, the Supreme Court eventually sided with the governor. And so I think there's a high bar here. And that said, this could be a really interesting trial, number one. Number two, the judges said that Menendez needs to be there, present, and that changes the vote tally in the Senate. If John McCain, as he said, is back for these legislative days, that means Democrats are down one, and well, depending on McCain's vote, Republicans would be able to move a little bit more through.
All right, we'll keep tracking it, and I know you will, too. Catch Brett Baer tonight at 6 o'clock on Special Report every weeknight. Brett, thank you very much, as
always.
Good
weekend.
Good night to you, too. 8:43 now on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year, and with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Just heading out to tackle the morning commute, 66 commuters, no worries. This is great. Out of Gainesville through the Beltway and inside the Beltway, I'm not seeing any delays, light volume there this morning, obviously. On the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, just north of 66 with some of that stop and go, had the incident they were trying to push to the shoulder. 395, once you get by that little bit of stop and go and landmark, then no delays beyond in through Shirlington and over the 14th Street Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, what volume we did have, just about gone. 270 with lanes wide open. Hang on, DC 295 southbound. It's the stop and go past Burroughs Road, Benning Road, East Capitol Street, just as you come southbound and toward town, but nothing now reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to get wet as we start off September. A lot of clouds today with a high of 70. That rain arrives tonight with a low of 60, and showers tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Martin from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, let's see here. What's the temperature? 63 degrees in the nation's capital, 846 on WMAL. Okay. Oh, Baltimore. You know how to give us a good story occasionally. This Tuesday, apparently, according to the Baltimore Sun, two masked men walked into Monaghan's Pub in Baltimore,
and two men walk into a bar.
That's right. This is the start of a hilarious joke because it's reality. These guys walk into a bar in Baltimore, Monaghan's Pub, and they approach the carryout counter and they demand cash, as you do, right? So you've got the mask on, you approach the counter, and you're like, "Give me the money." Well, it turns out that the bar they decided to rob. First of all, it's an Irish place, Monaghan's Pub, so that's very suggestive of the fact that you may actually have police officers who frequent the place. Have you ever been to an Irish pub? Normally, they're covered with patches from various police departments around the country, all over the walls. It's pretty clear where their loyalties lie.
This is pretty assuming and nationalist of you.
I guess so, but whatever. I mean, it's a stereotype that's true. These guys go in there, and it turns out that's a group of Baltimore County police officers were celebrating the retirement of a longtime sergeant in the next room. So it was pretty easy, actually. Several of the officers simply chased the robbers and arrested them, and their names are Joseph McInnes III and Tyree McCoyand. They were charged with armed robbery, theft, and related offenses. They also were charged with beating themselves into a pulp and throwing themselves in a jail cell. Oh, I'm sorry, I made all that up. But the cops did end up charging them, chased them down.
So McInnes and McCoyand, so they were good Scots.
Yeah, That's right.
Robbing the Irish bar.
There you go. It was probably racial then. Yeah, that's
not. It was nationalist, right? Because that's not a race. Is it a race? I don't know.
So as we sort through this story, it's funny. Jack Milani, the owner of Monaghan's Pub, said, "quote It's kind of odd you would even attempt it. Police are always in here. There was a decent amount of them. The bar, by the way, is right around the corner from the Baltimore County Police Department precinct. So."
So neither one of these are in danger of having their Mensa membership rejected as of this arrest?
No, there's no way their Mensa membership is being revoked here. You would have to have Mensa membership in order to have it revoked. 8:49 now, WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Explore our 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start September 11th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Listen up, homeowners. Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your home's value, and save you a ton of money this holiday weekend. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek will give you an additional 5% off every window on top of their incredible September sale for all appointments this Labor Day weekend. But you need to call now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek builds super efficient windows specifically for the mid-Atlantic climate and just for your home in their local factory. They eliminate the middleman and are totally accountable to you, giving you peace of mind. This holiday weekend offer is only valid for appointments this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and appointments are first come, first served. Call 855-57-CREEK now to schedule your appointment for these incredible savings. That's 855-57-CREEK, and hurry, appointments are filling up fast.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The benefits of vaccines are not a matter of opinion. They are a matter of fact. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Here in the United States, we've done a hell of a job at all but eliminating diseases like measles, mumps, and rubella using vaccines. In other parts of the world, these diseases still exist, along with others such as hepatitis, typhoid, yellow fever. A new study out of Mass General found that more than half of international travelers who were eligible to get the MMR vaccine before they traveled decided not to. But taking the time to get vaccinated before you travel is really important. I do it before every international assignment. Remember now that most vaccines do take a little time to build up in your body, so you can't put off going to see your doctor until the day before your trip. You can also log on to the CDC's website and really figure out what's recommended or required where you're going. Don't roll the dice on something like this. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bank or Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. Those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen. We don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the region, we've had a pretty decent rush hour, lighter than normal. Now I have a couple problems. Virginia going south on 95, and this is due to a tractor-trailer accident along the left side. So it's right as you would merge off the Beltway and coming off of 395, you need to get over to the right side. So on 395, I'm looking at those delays backing near Edsel and coming off of each loop of the Beltway. So be careful, southbound 95 commuters. And at 10 o'clock, they'll start reversing those HOV lanes to go southbound for the getaway traffic. That's an hour earlier. 66 eastbound, not seeing any delays out of Gainesville through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. It's just about Nutley Street to merge on to the Beltway. Beltway had a little stop and go north of 66. Getting away, heading over toward the Bay Bridge. We do have an accident at the end of the bridge on 50. Right as you would come off the bridge, left lane is blocked. So seeing a little congestion now forming to get across the bridge span. Update is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Houston is experiencing the devastating effects of Hurricane Harvey, and a portion of every purchase made through Tuesday will be used to provide up to $1 million of pillows, blankets, and mattresses for people in need. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy starting off September with a high today in the low 70s. Rain will move in tonight with a low near 60, and some more wet weather tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Temperature right now, DCA, is 63 degrees, 8:57 on WMAL.
At the big screen store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia. Yeah.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
The President of the United States just tweeting again. Texas is healing fast thanks to all the great men and women who have been working so hard, but so much to do. We'll be back tomorrow. That's what he's up to. And got a lot going on. Thanks, Mary. What a great week. Appreciate it. Yep. We'll have Joe DeGeneva early next week. James Comey stuff. And here's Chris Plant.
Oh, what a week it's been. I got to tell you. In fact, I'd like to do a little bit of weekend review. And what's your takeaway from the week? The big storm in Texas, the federal government response, the media, all of that good stuff. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and their terrorist followers.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.